I'm Bailey Necessary. I play football at Science Hill, and this is the No Playbook Podcast.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. It's the podcast highlighting the best athletes and coaches from East Tennessee. Today, we've got an outstanding football player from Science Hill in Johnson City, Tennessee. His name is Bailey Necessary. He's been getting some big-time looks from Division I football programs across the country. So he joins me to kind of talk about what that experience has been like so far on the recruiting trail. And he shares an unforgettable sports memory. This episode is sponsored by D1 Training. If you're from the Tri-Cities area, make sure you check out that brand new facility. It opened just last week there in Johnson City. It's in the old reel-to-reel movie theater near the Peerless Center. It's the place for the athletes, so whatever your athletic goals are, D1 can absolutely help you get there. They got a big grand opening event scheduled for May 11th. Food trucks, some free workouts, a chance to win some great autographs from NFL players, and Brooks Running Shoes. They're going to be there giving away some free kicks on the day. Again, it's May 11th there at D1 Tri-Cities. I get a Bailey Necessary right after this. Sit tight.
D1 is the place for the athlete. When you join the D1 team, you don't just go to a gym. You're part of a team, a family.
Family on three, 1, 2, 3. Family.
If you're looking for a place to get better, to improve, to strive for the goals that you have, then D1 might be the right place for you. Book your free one-on-one assessment today. Don't wait.
D1.
Learn more about area facilities in Hardin Valley and Blount County at d1training.com. Evening. You guys into spring practice already?
No, sir. We're starting Monday. Oh. We moved it back a little bit because our quarterback, he's a baseball player. Hopefully he can join us a little bit towards the end.
How's the baseball team been doing?
Oh, they're balling out right now. They just beat DB, so I mean, that's always a big one for us.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. By the way, really quick, I have three sons, and my first, his name is Baylor.
Oh, that's awesome! I don't meet many people named Baylor. That's dope, man.
Yeah. So it's funny. It's like he's another Baylor at his school, I believe. And it's I'm hearing the name more now, but when we named him that in 2010, I didn't hear that name very much.
Yeah, I've only met probably about four or five people named Baylor. There was a Baylor my freshman year that played running back for Science Hill, and I wore 6 and he wore 7. So,
oh, cool. So tell me about what all you're into. You do track and football, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anything
basketball.
Else?
I played basketball pretty much up until like recently, but then I quit that and I started running track.
Okay. How's that help your football performance?
It's fixed my running form a lot. So like I used to run very awkwardly. I used to throw my arms out. Like I used to run like I was on fire pretty much. And I've kind of like tightened it in and it looks a lot better now. It's made me faster for sure.
It's funny you say that because it's another Tri-Cities guy, Corbin Leisher.
Yes, sir.
He gave the same. So he's been training with us at D1 in Tri-Cities. And I remember he told me he thought he ran like a giraffe until he started working with the guys at D1.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm pretty good friends with Corbin, actually. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yes, sir. Well, yeah, man, we need to get you down there. We just like officially opened. We're gonna have our grand opening in a couple weeks, with a lot of cool stuff. I'm trying to get some Tennessee football players to come sign some autographs there, at our grand opening. But yeah, we'll get you in there for a workout.
Dude, I'd love that. I'd love to see what y'all have.
Do you do much in the way of like off season training?
I do a lot. So, like, a normal day for me is I'd be at school. So I have weights in the morning. I work out with the school. Then I go to track practice. And then after track practice, I go to my gym and I do a lot of plyometrics, a lot of like high end box squats, stuff that can like translate to the football field. So a lot of explosive speed work.
Is there anything in particular that you've been like really trying to work on, trying to improve?
Really, a big thing for me is having a quick first step and quick hands. So, like at linebacker, probably my sophomore year, I wasn't the best at it. My junior year, I picked up a lot on it, and I mean, it's helped me a lot. It's getting downhill fast enough and getting linemen off me is just a big thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. Are you a Tennessee fan by any chance?
I'm a huge Tennessee fan.
Okay. So yes, a guy that played back when I was a student, Kevin Simon, he's actually one of our trainers in down in Blount County. And it's fun getting to watch him because he was an NFL scout and getting to watch him work with specifically linebackers and some of those defensive linemen. It's kind of cool. He gets really intense.
That's awesome. You say he's in Bluntville?
No, Blount County. So Maryville.
Blount County, Maryville over there. Okay, so down in Knoxville. Yeah.
But what about your recruiting experience so far? How's that gone?
It's gone really great for me. So I've gone to many places. I've gone out to UNLV. I've gone to Toledo, wow. Miami, Ohio, Old Dominion. My parents have done a really good job. They took me out really far. And I've stayed close to. I've gone to ETSU. And I've gone to Chattanooga, and it's just been great. Everyone I've met has been awesome, really good people everywhere.
So real quick, just with a couple of the SoCon teams you just mentioned, just from a recruiting perspective, what's the difference you noticed between ETSU and UTC?
At UTC, really, as like a athletic-wise, it's like very – I don't really know how to explain it. It's I'm gonna start with ETSU. ETSU, I've more recently. So ETSU, I went for their spring game, and it's nice. It's better than I thought, and the coaches are just really great guys, and I got to meet the head coach. The head coach is very he's up front. He was talking to players, and at Chattanooga, my recruiting coordinator talked to me a lot more than the head coach, which I get that, and it's nice down there too. And I'd say campus wise, I think Chattanooga is a little bit more like close together from what I saw, and ETSU spread out all the place.
Yeah. So I work in both Chattanooga and Johnson City a lot, and I've got to do a lot at those schools. Well, this past fall, I did a game at ETSU, and then 2 weeks later, I was at a game at UTC, and it was really interesting to see the differences. I haven't met the new coach. I knew George Quarles, but the new coach, I've heard nothing but really good things. Like people in the athletic department, they're like, you know, he's him.
Yes, sir. Coach Lamb's a great guy. He's really nice.
Yeah. But they're like, this guy is going to get it. Gardner Webb stunk, and he turned them around quickly. And UTC, though, the thing is...
He seems like a really good football coach.
Yeah. Down in Chattanooga, the campus is nice. The football team was actually really good. But with the stadium not being on campus, there wasn't a ton of fans there. There weren't a lot of students there. So that I didn't love that part.
It is kind of a weird feel because we tend to take a bus ride from Chattanooga's stadium to their campus to see what it was. It's different. I kind of liked it. It's out there. So,
but that coach is good, and they certainly had a good team this year. You've been to a lot of places, man. Is there like a main factor that you think you're looking at before you decide? Is it proximity to home or big conference?
No, not really. The main thing is just me being comfortable with the staff and the people there. And also my family being comfortable with me being there because I'm not really comfortable with my family being uncomfortable. And I'd like to have them be supportive wherever I go and know that I'm okay and I'm doing good wherever I'm at.
Have you ever seen those recruiting the reveals when you grab the hat, and you put it on, you do the reveal where you're going to go? I've seen videos where like you can tell mama is pissed. she doesn't like where her son just picked. I've seen a couple of those. And you don't want to have that.
No, sir.
So let's say you've got a big time coach like checking you out. Is there a way, like, how do you pitch yourself? What makes Baylor Necessary stand out from other prospects?
I mean, I kind of understand what it's probably going to take to be like a college athlete. So like, you're going to have to put academics first. You're going to have to stay in the weight room. You have to eat right. You have to do stuff in order to actually succeed. And you just have to be stronger and just work harder than most people do.
Do you have like a nutrition plan that you work with?
Yes, sir. I do. It's someone at my gym made it. It's pretty good. It's not bad.
It's tough to be a high school kid though and follow that nutrition plan.
I know it's rough, but I mean, it gets the job done. It's put some weight on me. I went from probably about 210 at the end of the season to about I'm at like 225 now, 220.
Okay. There you go. And working on your times. You said linebacker specifically is what? That's your main position?
Yes, that's my main position, yes, sir.
Okay, cool. What about other talent at Science Hill? Any other guys being recruited on a big level?
So you mentioned Corbin Lazier. He just transferred into Science Hill.
I didn't know that.
And then yes, sir, he did. He'll be at spring. He's in the moving process to transfer into spring to transfer into our team. Stephen Famoyan, he went up to Colgate and Cornell last weekend. He's getting looked at pretty good. He already has an offer to some D3 though. Stephen Famoyan's getting looked at, and I'd say that's probably about it this year.
Yeah, Cornell's impressive. We just had a guy from Webb that committed up there, and those are high academic standards.
He said it was nice. It was an official visit. He liked it a lot.
Now, have you had any cool experiences from those actual visits?
I have. So one of my favorites was UNLV, just because it's in Las Vegas. And sure. I mean, it was just great to see. It was just like to watch the practice and see how they the players kind of just go at each other and jaw a little bit, because I kind of like that. I'm kind of competitive, and the coaches get on to them. I mean, another one was Miami, Ohio. There was like a fight that broke out in the first like 5 minutes. It was awesome. I mean, it's not awesome, but I mean, it happens, and it's like you see practice. That's what it's going to look like.
Yeah. It's competitive nature, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I ask folks this lately. What's one thing that probably very few people know about you?
So I grew up in a small town outside of Birmingham. I moved up to Tennessee when Springville, Alabama.
Okay.
So I moved up to Tennessee when I was 8. I started football when I was 4. You start really young down there. So I've been playing for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. I guess the Alabama culture just kind of, especially near Birmingham. I mean, they had what was it called? Two-a-days. It was a show on MTV years ago. Yeah. Of course, Jeremy Pruitt came from there. I really like this. It's share with me an unforgettable sports memory for you, and it could be either as a spectator or as an athlete.
My biggest one is this past year. We were playing Dobbins Bennett, and we were in overtime with them. And overtime, you get 4 plays to score from 10 yards. And we get the ball first, and I ran like a 6-yard run. Next play, we're in the same play. I scored the touchdown. And they get ball down the 10-yard line. They go through 3 plays. It's 4th down. And the quarterback drops back, about to throw a post, and I read it, and I tip the ball. So I scored the game with a touchdown and tipped the ball away for the last play of the game. It was awesome.
Nice. That's a great one. I hope you take that with you for a while. Is there a linebacker in particular that you've kind of idolized on a big level?
Luke Kuechly has always been my favorite.
I swear to God, when you were talking about reading it and following it, I was about to say that that's making me feel like Luke Kuechly.
Yes, sir. I watched a lot of his highlights. He does, like, watching film. That I love watching film. See what the other teams do, especially the offensive line. You can tell a lot from the guards and tackles and stuff, and just seeing what like if they just stand up tall, it's definitely gonna be a pass. And just see how their feet move, how they move, and like there's a lot of dead giveaways. And I've kind of learned from him, just like watching videos on him and stuff. There's videos on YouTube that point out like what he's looking at. So I try to look at the same thing and try to translate it to my game.
So loyal listeners to the podcast are rolling their eyes because they know what I'm going to say right now. I'm a very passionate Carolina Panthers fan. So obviously Luke Kuechly has been a guy that I've loved ever since day one.
Sir.
That was when he got those concussions, though, that was pretty scary. He just had to step away.
Oh, yeah, that was awful. I remember that. That was a long – that doesn't feel that long ago, but I think that was a bit ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that might have been like 2018, 2017.
Yeah, that doesn't feel that long ago, man. He's awesome, though. I love watching his highlights and see how he plays.
So now more and more I'm coming to Johnson City. Tell me one restaurant that I've got. So I live down near Knoxville. What is one restaurant when I'm up in Johnson City? Like this weekend, I'm going to be there all day. What's a place I got to try?
So, there's a lot of places. Oh, this is hard. We have a good restaurant, Mexican restaurant. There's Amigos.
Okay.
Sushi stuff. There's Juan Sal's. It's not bad. It's pretty good. It's downtown.
Uh-huh. What's your go-to sushi?
I gotta say, I don't know. I like spicy things. So probably like
a little spicy tuna.
Yeah, spicy tuna probably. I like anything spicy, really.
Heck yeah, man. I'm a big I really might try that that sushi place out. I've been going to I discovered that I love White Duck Taco, so I've just been going there almost every time I'm up there. So
White Duck Taco is amazing. I forgot about that one. I haven't been there in a while.
But I gotta get another spot.
That's awesome.
Cool, man. Well, thanks so much, and we'll be in touch. Thanks, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
See ya.
D1 Training is the place for the athlete, and we've got a brand new facility about to open in Blount County. With classes starting as young as 7 years old, D1 can help everyone take their game to the next level. Our 5-star training system comes straight from Division I strength and conditioning programs. At D1, we offer personal training, team training, youth development programs, adult boot camp classes, and much more. Learn more about D1 Hardin Valley and our introductory founders rate for the new Blount County facility by following us on social media and visiting D1Training.com.